The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. And you know what? It could be 35 degrees out there.
It could be.
I was out in 35 degrees weather for the last 2 days, so being in the studio is like being in Nirvana. So good morning, everybody. It's the 12th of November. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. And it is 35 degrees out there. We're looking for a sunny with a high near 66 today. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 47. On Friday, we're looking for mostly sunny again with a high near 66 and partly cloudy again with 45 degrees. Saturday, about a 30% chance of rain. Saturday night, about 60%, a little bit more on Sunday. Looks like we might get a little weather this weekend. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
There you go. Veteran-owned business there. You know, last 2 days we've been out, Marine Corps birthday and Veterans Day. And, Bob, you know what, Bob? Thank you for your service, buddy.
Well, thank you.
Yours. And you're, I mean, you're still serving, kind of. I mean, you're in the Coast Guard or Auxiliary out there still helping people.
And thank you both for your service.
Well, you know what? I think it's an honor to serve this country.
I think it is, and I so admire all of you who have stepped forward to give me the freedoms that I have and can celebrate.
Well, okay. You know, we have the freedom of speech and the freedom to assemble, even though that the University of Missouri doesn't believe that anymore. and perhaps other universities. I mean, this is starting to kind of bother me a little bit because we need to talk about it because at the University of Missouri, a swastika was put on a wall in feces.
They said.
Nobody's seen it.
No pictures of it.
There's no pictures.
No.
I mean, the police must have something there. I mean, and then you can run samples of the feces to find out.
If one would think.
The source of it. No, they can't. And to find
sure,
the source.
DNA.
But here's the thing is, it's gotten, what didn't the president of the university do? I mean, he didn't do something, and it was so horrible. I don't know what he didn't do. He didn't take it seriously enough that it just enraged the African American students and other students enough so that every one of the black players on the football team says, that's it, we're not playing unless this man
resigns
or is fired. And the coach went with them and other players. And if they didn't go for this game this weekend, that's $1 million right there that the school has to pay back to whoever, NCAA, I guess. Not only does the president resign with kind of a strange resignation speech, but the chancellor then resigns. So, but now anarchy reigns on this campus. This one professor, they call him a master. He's not only an educator, but he's also in charge of one of the colleges. And because he said something to the effect is, hey, you know what, you've got to, I may have mixed this up with Yale. You've got to be able to, oh no, yeah, okay, that's something separate. Anyway, they started, you know, University of Missouri, we'll talk about Yale in a second. University of Missouri was, so now they're having all these big meetings, they're camping out on the commons and all this. Well, a student photographer went in there to record this, and a woman by the name of Melissa Click.
Yes, Melissa Click.
Are you familiar with this?
Yeah.
I am unfamiliar with it.
Melissa Click comes up to this guy and says, what are you doing? And he says, well, I'm just filming. She says, you cannot film this. You can't film this.
You need to get out of here.
You need to get out of here. And he says, well, this is, you know, under the First Amendment, I can film this. And she says, and she turns and she says, I need some help getting this reporter out of here. I need some muscle. And all these girls and guys come up to him, you know, and push him away. Well, guess who Melissa Click is? She's the associate professor in the communications and journalism of the university. The associate professor in the school that teaches the First Amendment and how to do this.
And a free and open
press.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. You know, we have gone.
Oh, and there's more to the story.
Okay, go ahead.
She put out this tweet, said how sorry she was, all these mistakes she had made and all these things, right? And then today, Melissa joins the president and the chancellor of the University of Missouri, and she resigns her position, as she should. So, anyway,
well,
what do you think about this?
Well, I think that we're getting, you know, you go clear back to the 60s when they had, what's different now than what they were doing in the 60s when they were having the sit-ins? They let them demonstrate, but they didn't let them take over the university.
In some of those cases, remember, they took over the president's office, they took over different places, and they were also, if you remember, in some cases, they were bombing the ROTC buildings. And no, I think it was...
But they got back in control, and there was sanity reigning at the top of the heap.
It was, I think
in
it
this
was,
case, we've been spending the last 30 years teaching these kids that everything in their life that they've been taught is wrong, that they live in a horrible country. We've allowed the whole liberal bend to take over every university in this country, to where we're teaching them that we were the problem with World War I, that the United States is responsible for every bad thing in the whole world, and now for the last 8 years you've got a president up there who's backing up that whole theory, and there is no responsibility, and there is no being or anything greater than they are. We've taken that completely away from them.
And this is the...
And so they can do anything they want without repercussions.
And then when you go to the university, now let's go over to Yale. And so what happened in Yale was very interesting, because in Yale put out a missive that said, don't wear Halloween costumes.
Yeah,
that might be offensive.
That
might be offensive. Well, this one gentleman, this master of this college, says, you know, in today's society, we must learn how to get past things that maybe that we find, bad, or that offends us. We have to get past things that offend us. If it comes under the First Amendment, you know, there are people who are going to say things that offend you, and you're going to see things that offend you. But we, as a strong nation, should be able to get past that.
Grow
a
skin.
Stand by for that.
This guy
has gotten everything but attacked physically, and he may have had that happen, and people screaming and yelling, and I mean, what has happened to our country when we've gotten to this point where you can be you have mini aggression? What do they call it? Mini aggression? Because of something somebody may have said about something else. You're aggressive towards me, or you've said things that hurt my feelings. At the University of Missouri, they're saying report to the police anything that offends you. The police.
Like they've got nothing better to do?
Wait a minute. We used to have in this country, when you filed some kind of an action about something that offended you, a sexual harassment, what we called the reasonable man syndrome. Reasonable man, reasonable woman. Would a reasonable, ordinary person in those conditions be offended by whatever was said, done, seen, what have you?
But
they threw they threw out the reasonable man. You don't have to take that into consideration, because not everybody is the same, they said. And someone might be offended because of their circumstances, because of something they're going through. So now you can no longer take that reasonable man. So if anybody is offended by anything for any reason, maybe it's because somebody looked bad at them when they were 3 years old, and so therefore now they can be offended. We took that out and opened up a whole field of anything goes. You just offended me, Carl, and therefore I want your radio station.
You know what?
Oh, I am so hanging on to my tongue at this moment.
Well, if that's the case, this station would have been boned by several other people by now. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. I'm here with Trish Clark. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, treating people well. Best hospital in the nation, in the top 100 hospitals in the nation for 3 years in a row, in the top 50 cardiac hospitals in the nation. Shasta Regional Medical Center, they know how to do it. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Don from Redding Tire Factory. Rain, sleet, hail, ice, and snow, it's on its way. Redding Tire Factory can get your vehicle winter ready. Wiper blades so you can see, antifreeze for those cold mornings, batteries so your vehicle won't leave you stranded, tires and snow chains for those icy roads. As part of our service, you will receive a free safety inspection on your vehicle. Come by Redding Tire Factory and make sure you are ready for those harsh winter months. Redding Tire Factory, the corner of California and Eureka Way in beautiful downtown Redding.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy said, be sure to let everyone know Beth and Johnny had a little baby boy. Now we're doing a lot of kerosene deliveries and selling a lot of used and new Toyo Tommy stoves. So give us a call for your free estimate. We're trying to fill the tanks before winter sets in. The drivers have snowshoes on their backs, so they're ready for winter. Kathy's got a bunch of new tank filters and gauges in, so let us know on your next delivery and we'll bring them out. Be sure to use ethanol-free 93 and all the lawnmowers and weed eaters before you put them back in the shed. We got another load of Clear Pearl in for all the portable heaters and propane bottles for the others. Northern Lights Energy, for your bulk deliveries for home, farm, ranch, construction, and logging. In Corning, call Robin, Joe in Weaverville, and in Redding, the rest of the crew. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group. And the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Hey, Carl Bott and Trish Clark here. 20 after the hour, 35 degrees, going up to 69 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew, better known business, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Head on down there, get that cup of coffee. It's 35 degrees. Go in there and get your latte, espresso, or cappuccino, or get that pumpkin spice or any of those really, really special type coffees they have. And then look around. There are some great presents for Christmas right there. Buying, you know, think of this. Go into a party and you bring a pound of coffee, some kind of exotic coffee that they have down there they sell. Or coffee makers. Then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in the area, Northern California. If they have a tobacco accessories for everything and every type of tobacco you can imagine. And when you walk into their humidor, they're just filled with outstanding cigars. All of this at one place, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew, and discounts for veterans at Espresso Joe's. Go in and get your coffee and get your discount there, veterans. All right, we're sitting here with Jenny Hibbard, and Jenny is from the United Methodist Women, and you are having your annual bazaar.
Yes, this is our 42nd year.
Uh-huh.
With the same goals, to help our community and our church.
And so what happens here, though? You give recipients that you've given money to, or annual grants, or the Good News Rescue Mission, People of Progress, One Safe Place, Alyssa's Wings of Angels, two women's scholarships to Shasta College. And let me see, you just have done a lot of things here for people. And you have this big thrift holiday bazaar at your thrift shop?
No, this is separate. The thrift shop is 10 months a year, once a week, once a month, I should say. And this is the annual bazaar that we work all year to make items. And
these are homemade items and handmade things and,
yes,
and goodies,
oh, yes,
goods. And
we have what is famous, our cookie walk.
Okay.
And,
there's hundreds and hundreds or thousands of cookies made, and you get to pick them out, what you want, and in a tin that we supply.
So you do the walk around, you take a number, you walk around, and
don't take a number, just...
just get in the walk.
Yes.
Okay.
You have about four tables long and walk on both sides.
Oh, wow.
So it's quite noted.
Yeah.
And then there's always quilts and gardening, you know, plants. They have collectibles. Just a range of everything.
They have it all.
Yeah,
they
make up your list and do your early Christmas shopping. And what's better than these homemade... great gifts that you just can't buy in the store and you can't buy them online. So great, marvelous opportunity to start getting that shopping out of the way early.
You know, if you come early, then you can have brunch.
Oh, the brunch goes all day, 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m.
So, then you can have brunch, and, you know, biscuits and gravy, chicken salad sandwiches, turkey soup, vegetarian borscht. Isn't that with beets?
Yes, I think that's what they're doing. I'm not the cook.
Okay.
is a beet soup. Yeah.
Now, you all were a recipient of the Shasta Area Red Cross Hero Award for Community Service in 2007. And you are vying again for it, right?
I don't know if they have it any longer.
Well, they should.
They should. But I don't know if they'll give it to person more than one time.
Well, that could be it. Maybe you all peaked too soon. Or you're just probably getting better every year. Okay, everybody. This is going to be the 42nd year of their annual holiday bazaar. The women work all year making these gifts. And it's going to be at the United Methodist Church. And the address on that is?
Corner of East and South Street. And there's parking up from the South Street side.
It's a beautiful church.
It is. It is.
Linda and I got married there.
Oh, did you?
We did.
And it's this Saturday from 8:30 until
2.
8:30 to 2. So get there early. Get there a little bit early.
Because all the good stuff goes early.
Yeah, you want to get in early and then, you know, and buy. Okay.
Also, you can even sit down with a cup of coffee and buy a slice of pie.
Okay. You can do that's right.
Yeah.
You can rest up after.
You go in and eat your brunch, and then you shop until you're just exhausted, and then you sit down, look over your goods, make sure you haven't finished anything, have a piece of pie and coffee.
And then maybe go back out again.
And check one more time.
There you go.
Yeah. Think about those things that you saw that oh, do I want it? Do I? No, yeah. And then you go back and pick it up after you've had your coffee.
And you get it. Yeah, that's right. Take a piece of pecan pie or something like
that. There you go.
And then go for it.
Yeah, something fattening.
Yes.
Oh, no. When they're homemade, they bake the calories right out of them.
Oh, do they?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the whole deal.
That's the best news.
But not only that, but when you're shopping, it's minus calories because you're out moving around.
Well,
you're exerting all that energy there. Okay. This Saturday, the 42nd year, the annual Holiday Bazaar at the United Methodist Church, which is on the corner of South and East. It's a beautiful church, and they do so much for the people. When they, you know, the money goes to all good causes around our city. It goes nowhere else. Brunch is available. Pies are available. No carb pie or no
no calorie
pie.
Yeah, no, all baked out.
All right. Okay. Jenny, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for what you all do for our community, too. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. We'll be right back.
It's that time of year again for the Reading Gun Show this November 21st and 22nd at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Saturday hours are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Jam-packed with guns, knives, new, used, old, and antique. And bring your used unwanted gun and sell it for cash at this show. This is the show of the year. So remember, the Reading Gun Show this November 21st and 22nd at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvy here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we'd like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162 or you can visit our website, diamondcoredrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvy. We're here to help.
Alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, it's Thursday. It's open line for the most part. Sometimes we pull people in.
Off the street just to talk about whatever's on their mind.
And but we've got other things, too. We've got Riverfront Playhouse, North State Giving Tuesday. Join us December 1st between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. This Giving Tuesday, you can give to all types of different organizations, by the way. Also, November 14th, starting in 2 days, a comedy farce, a Dickens Christmas Carol, a traveling travesty in two tumultuous acts will be starting down there. The Teddy Bear... The Mercy Guild presents the Teddy Bear Family Festival, Saturday, November the 14th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at St. Joseph's Gym and 2460 Gold Street. Visit with Santa Claus, entertainment, refreshments. Kirby, you can go there and sit on Santa's lap.
All right.
And get your photo taken and all those things. Anyway, call Carol at 347-7230.
You know, and
get more information.
This is the time that we want to watch every weekend for these bazaars that all these churches come up. They have great gifts available. Frontier Senior Center is having a bazaar on the first Saturday and Sunday in December. Same kind of deal. Come down on Saturday snack bar. On Sunday, you have breakfast, and that's the first weekend in December.
Okay, now Saturday also, University Prep School begins Cinderella. You know, that's going to be a great, 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 great show. And I have two tickets for Cinderella this Saturday, November the 14th. And it's the matinee at 2 p.m. So you can do that and then go on to do other things that day.
Oh, and if you've got a granddaughter,
this be beautiful?
Oh,
and
yeah.
The kids are all stoked up for it. So I got two tickets, 605-4567. Give me a call and you get two tickets to Cinderella for Saturday, November the 14th at 2 p.m.
And that's at the...
David Marr Auditorium.
Right
up there where you
all
right. Okay. We've got Kirby Workman with us.
And she's here to talk about saving the Shasta District Fair.
You got it. I want to invite everybody out there to our third annual Forever Our Fair benefit dinner and dance. There's all-you-can-eat ribs, and for those of you that don't like ribs, we'll have chicken. We'll have Chad Bushnell there for entertainment. We're going to have gun raffles, basket raffles, silent auction, live auction, all that fun stuff, and then end it with a big dance, dancing to Chad Bushnell. So tickets are $35. They're on sale now. You can get them at the Shasta District Fairgrounds office. And if you want to sponsor a table, the sponsorships start at $425, and that gives you 10 seats at the table, and it's basically a VIP table. Comes with tickets to the raffles, wine, and that sort of stuff.
And as usual,
Is that copious bottles of wine? Or just like...
There's a couple bottles on each table.
A red
and a white.
You got it.
For each table. The food is being prepared by members of the Anderson Rotary, I would believe.
The food's actually this year being prepared by Rockin' Pete's Barbecue.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I should have asked first.
Yeah.
Okay, but the
Rockin' Pete. Is that Rockin' Pete? Let me check that out.
It's Rockin' Pete. So it's Pete and Jamie Simmons, who are a part of the community. They're a big part.
Okay.
They cook fabulous food. And then we'll also have our Rotary there to
do the bar.
The bar. Yep,
yes.
You got it.
Okay, now that right there is dangerous. Now, it's a gun and bucket raffle.
Yeah.
And
so what kind of guns you got?
We've got all from
lots
rifles, shotguns, handguns. We got them all.
Okay.
Different packages. You know how that goes. You buy a different amount of tickets, and then
you
put your tickets in the different.
Great.
Works well.
We love that.
Yes.
Now, why are we doing this?
This is to save our fair. About 3 years ago, we lost all of our state funding. The fairs were the only department that got 100% cut back. And so this is what we did. We had to turn to the community and do our own fundraising to keep the doors open for the community. I don't know if you guys heard, but MODOC just announced that they're closing their fair. So that's sad. That's going to, I guess, go in suspension mode at December 31st. So
you know, one of the things people don't understand is that we have, in Shasta County, we have two fairs.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Shasta County Fair, and that's up in the Intermountain area, and that's owned by Shasta County. What we have down in Anderson is the Shasta District Fairgrounds, and those are state functions. Those are state facilities, basically, within communities. Up until 3 years ago, the funding came down, a good portion of the funding for district fairs came down locally. All of a sudden, they said, not so much. We're still going to control it, but you're going to pay for it if you're going to keep it.
Yep.
So this community got together. They formed the Friends of the Shasta District Fair organization, and they have been raising enough money to keep the gates open and keep it, you know, and it's working, along with the satellite racing and the events that they rent. This facility is available for rent to the community, but that's how they're keeping it open and continuing to provide that service for the community, which does. You just had the stand down there. That fairgrounds is used for the racetrack. When we have a major fire in the area, that's where they go. I mean, that's a facility that's used throughout the community for many different things. It's really important to keep it funded and operating.
I like demolition derbies.
I couldn't have said it better.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It is, and it's an important part of our community. Again, you know, you look at what a community is, and a community is, you know, a collection of things that
it
people
is.
Get together. It's education and art and museums and medical and a newspaper and community radio and the all of these things that make a community. And the fair is just that.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and you have a great time. Our kids went there. We took the grandkids there last year. Put them on this one ride. It was a mistake. They were not happy for about an hour afterwards till they settled down. But I thought it was funny. You know, they wanted to do it. I don't know if that's a good idea. And then, but Grandpa was right. But it didn't stop them from eating $5 worth of ice cream apiece. But the fair is a good thing. And there's all other types of things you got. Now, you all rent out. I mean, you've got other things going down there, like you know, home and garden shows. And
we do home and garden shows, wedding shows, boat sport and RV shows, logging conferences. Again, the Stand Down, which is an amazing event that the Young Veterans Department puts on.
It's just not that one time of the year event to have the fair, which is 5 days, 6 days.
It's 4 days.
Four days. That's just one little thing out of the year. The rest of the time, there's many, many things going on there that have to do with the
fair. How many people go to the fair?
We had 81,000 in attendance this year.
Okay, now you think about that, 81,000 people. And if you were a vendor, wouldn't you want to have 81,000 people come
to your store?
And come to your store. Not only that, but we're looking at putting some stuff on down there this year, too. I can't say what it is. It's a secret. But I talked about the Kirby last year, and Kirby was very open about, oh, yeah, we can do this and this and this. You know, so it's easy to work with you guys, too. And, 81,000 people.
And
that's a lot of
people. And the facilities, that you can rent down there. They've done so many improvements over the years as far as soundproofing, and now you've got buildings where you can actually have heating and cooling. I could just go on and on at the number
the
of times a year.
The craft beads.
The things that the Rotary does down there and the Lions Club and the Kiwanis all get involved in that community. And it's a facility that's available for everybody in Shasta County or what have you. Like I indicated, when they have the big major fires, that's where they set up the whole system to have all the firefighters rest and get reassigned, and all of the major control goes from right down there at the fairgrounds.
Okay, Kirby, would you like to say anything?
I think that sums it up this year.
I get really hot about some of these issues.
Kirby, knuck with me here, because you and I have the same thing in common here, is that we just sit here and listen.
Well, yeah. Let me get all
Trish,
the information out
Trish
about that.
Trish is filled with good information, copious amounts of information. That's good.
She's great.
But this is going to be on the 21st. This is a good thing to go to. Yeah. And, put some money into, because we want to keep our fair.
Absolutely.
So anything we can do to keep this going, you just let us know.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so once again, let's give the dates. So
it's November 21st. Doors open at 5. Dinner's at 6. There'll be a no-host cocktail. If you're interested in purchasing tickets, they're $35. You can buy them at the fairgrounds office. Or, again, the sponsorship table start at $4.25.
You know what I'm going to do is I ought to buy a couple of tickets for my drivers, because you all will lose money. I'm sorry. There's not enough pigs out there.
Okay. I'm challenging you.
You can eat ribs. Yeah. Okay. This is great. All right. Saturday, November 21st. Doors open at 5, dinner at 6 p.m., no host cocktails. Chad Bushnell's band's going to be there playing afterwards, and it's just a good time. Plus guns, buckets, silent live, and dessert auctions.
And dancing. What more could you have?
Exactly.
That's it, and it goes for a good cause, too.
It does.
Keeping our fair open.
Absolutely.
Great idea. And, phone?
Phone number.
378-6789. And do they talk to you?
They can.
They can, if they're lucky, huh?
Yes. I answer the phones, too.
Well, of course, because just like all of us here.
Other duties, that's aside.
Do you empty trash?
I do my own trash.
I do trash, too.
I'm not above that.
I replace toilet paper rolls. It seems like people in this place that they magically are able to go to the bathroom, and somehow there's no toilet paper rolls after that. You know, so, I mean, it's like, oh, my goodness. I mean,
is that whining?
Every time you go in there, you're doing a side job.
Well, you know what? And the thing is, I'm not even using the toilet paper. I'm just sticking it back in there. Somebody must use it. I mean, it's okay. Weekends. They use it a lot on the weekends. All right, you're invited.
A little sidetrack
there. I digress.
And he's complaining about me talking. The information I'm giving is relevant to the fact.
Okay, I digress here. All right. Thank you very much. We'll talk about this some more, too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kirby.
Thanks, Kirby.
Yeah, putting up for this. You know, Kirby got like four words in. So we'll be right back
after
these
messages.
She got her message
out. She's happy.
Carl Bott and Truth Clark.
It's no joke. We are in a serious water crisis, and the city of Reading is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet the demands. Reading residents did an excellent job of conserving water this past summer, but the days are cooler and shorter now, and plants and lawns don't need as much water. We can meet our goal by running sprinklers just 2 days a week, or set your timer to 60% of normal, and be sure to turn sprinklers off altogether before and after it rains. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
The holidays are on us at Reading Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased. Treat yourself to a 2015 Optima, 2016 Forte, 2016 Sportage, 2016 Sorento, or a 2016 Soul, and Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you. Plus, when the holidays are on us, your first payment won't be due until spring. That's 5 months. What will you do with all that extra money during the holidays? This is the best sale we've had all year at Reading Kia. Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you, and you don't have to make a payment until next spring. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and enjoy your holidays. Plus, tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com. On approval of credit, must finance through Kia Motors finance subject to prior sale ends 1/4/16. The holidays are on us. Reading Kia, Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Advanced Power Reading, your local solar warehouse, specializing in all aspects of solar energy and energy conservation. When you're ready to reduce or eliminate your power bill with a solar system, call 226-0701. Off-grid and need a power system or have power and want a battery backup system for power independence, call 226-0701. Save money on heating and cooling with our radiant barrier foil and custom-made attic fan systems to keep the heat out. We've installed hundreds of solar power systems, and if our customers have a problem, we take care of it. That's why they tell their friends to call 226-0701. Customers tell us, my power bill was $400 a month. Now it's $400 a year. My neighbor's bill increases every month, while my bill has just been a few dollars a month for years. After installing radiant foil in my attic, my AC comes on later and runs half the time. I used half the firewood last winter having radiant foil installed in my attic. Advanced Power Reading, your local solar warehouse, 843 North Market Street, Reading, or call 226-0701.
Construction has begun. The Turtle Bay Exploration Park campus is going through major and exciting upgrades right now with the construction of the Sheraton Reading at the Sundial Bridge. What does that mean for our guests? A whole lot of changes for parking, traffic flow, and events for the coming months as we prepare to open Reading's first four-star hotel. Find the most up-to-date information about construction and the hotel project at turtlebay.org/hotel. Plus follow Turtle Bay on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for photos and videos during the construction process. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful?
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. Yeah, to do it. Tom this is for Tom. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. It is the 12th of November. It's 35 degrees out there, going up to 69 today. Weather report's always brought to you, of course, by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business, 365-3793. This portion of the show is brought to you by Red Town Market, Saturday, November the 28th, from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It is going to be all these vendors from up here, jewelry and clothing and everything is there, one-stop shopping for the customers that come in to the Civic Auditorium for Red Town Market. One day, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Linda will be singing there from 2 to 4. But it's going to be big. I would say they're going to have a lot of vendors there, too. I mean, it's a good place probably to get to find out what you want for Christmas and then to be able to buy it.
There you go.
There you go.
It's Saturday all day long. And, you know, while we're doing all these announcements, I want to throw out one little thing.
Okay.
Just trying to remind people that the Christmas in Anderson is changing. For years, we've had the Christmas tree cutting, or setting up Christmas tree cutting, the Christmas tree lighting, the day after Thanksgiving, over in the square by the Safeway.
Yes.
We're now going to have Christmas in Anderson on Sunday, November 29th, on East Center Street at the old historical fire station, down where all the decorating done in downtown
yeah.
Anderson, and the new Christmas tree lighting with all the decorated fire department and all of that stuff is going to be the Sunday after.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Hey, okay. If you do win a, this is a question. If you win a rifle or pistol or at an auction like this or a raffle,
uh-huh.
what do you do? I mean, can you just take it home?
No.
The answer is no. What you do is you get to look at it. You might even be able to touch it. You then have to go to a federal firearm license place, whoever's helping with this thing,
uh-huh.
go in and get the background check.
And do all the paperwork that you would normally
right.
do.
And if you don't rate getting that, guess what? You don't get that gun.
There you go.
Just think of it as a donation.
There you go.
Okay,
don't
we're
be
here.
Bidding on them because you can't take them home.
You know, yesterday we were talking about planning commissions and all this, and we have Senator Maurice Johannesson with us. Senator Johannesson, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, sir. Can you,
how are you, Mojo?
Is Trisha's with me too? Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
You don't care.
You didn't seem like you were excited about that. Okay, Senator, we were getting something about the Planning Commission voting on the on your project.
Yes. Well, the Planning Commission basically we went to the Planning Commission for approval. And as you well know, Planning Commission is goes from Planning Commission, it goes then to the City Council for the final approval. The Planning Commission, the argument we had, not argument, but what we had with the Planning Commission was whether or not my project was going to have to be forced to pave, I think it's 700 or 800 feet of public road, curb, gutter, and sidewalk, which we don't need. We don't have it.
Right.
Especially since they wanted us to provide a sick access in line with what already on the other side of the road, which is, of course, the veteran home. So that was the argument, whether we do that. And I don't feel like we should have to pave that road because that's no value to us whatsoever, and the road probably going to be anywhere from 750,000 up. The other question was whether or not the planting that is required, and the city, I think, has some kind of ruling or something. I don't know how absolute it is or what, if it can't be negotiated with, but where that there have to be one tree planted for each four parking spaces. Well, that created about 150 more trees on the property. Well, and in the time that they're doing now, they couldn't even pay for water.
So they wanted to plant. What we heard was plant 150 oak trees during the water shortage here.
Well, not oak trees. What they wanted to plant was the rule only says it should be one tree planted for each four parking spaces.
Okay.
What kind of tree?
Well, they wasn't specified on the trees.
Oh, okay.
So, and the third item is that they wanted to have a 10-foot wide walkway on the frontage on Knighton Road. Well, the problem I pointed out was the problem, it isn't going anywhere.
Yet in front of your property and no place else.
Exactly, because it goes for, they got, in order to utilize that, they stopped by the bridge to the east and the hills to the west. And it doesn't go anywhere, so I also asked to have the same situation that we did over at the veteran home there.
Right.
And I'm sure in the future, in the widening of the Knighton Road, if such a thing happened, they may at that time have to join with everybody else to do something like that on some project. But other than that, and be honest with you, there wasn't a question of whether the project goes forward or not. It was a question whether or not the Act of Planning Commission to allow us not to have it to do those three items, another way of doing it. So,
what did they decide?
Pardon?
What did they decide?
Now, that's a good question. Because when we left there, I said about a 3-4 to 1, I think, or something like that. And it doesn't really matter what, because it has to go to the city council anyway. So I I asked him to say, I asked him rather than delaying the project. There was some question of whether or not I wanted to delay the decision for more research and all the rest of them. I says, no, no, no. Make it simple. Vote it up or down, and let's get going with it. So,
okay.
And what did they do?
They voted. Don't know what they did. I'm sorry.
Did they vote it up or did they vote it down?
Good question. I'm not so sure what the vote was at that point. So it's a little bit confusing.
Okay, so because I think we heard both ways.
I think what happened is they voted on our request for having to make those changes that we wanted. I think they voted that down. So then now we're going to have to go to
appeal it to the city council.
Pardon?
You'll appeal it to the city council, their decision.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's going to get off the city council now.
Okay, well, then that's kind of what we heard. We heard, but another news source had gotten that completely wrong. But we had heard yesterday that's what had happened, and we were stomping our feet and saying, well, what are you possibly thinking of, Planning Commission? But it's good to know that it goes to the city council. Let's see. And here's really a good chance for the city council to prove once and for all, are they, are they going to be business friendly and veteran friendly? You know, they talk about it all the time, but I think this is a good time to show us, huh, Senator?
Well, the problem that I'm looking for basically is that I understand, but they also have to understand that one size don't fit all. And you have to try to facilitate as much as possible what the private person trying to do. And so this is because, after all, they are the ones that have the project, and they are the ones that design the project. And this particular project has been redesigned and redesigned and redesigned over the last 3-4 years. And it's time to cut and get it done with. It is not a question of going to have to get the project approved. The project, ever since we started, basically, have been approved. They got letters from the council, they approved with past councils and everything else. The only question they're dealing with here is, are we going to have to pay the additional, which is probably, I think, it probably took over to $1 million to do all the stuff that they may want to do that doesn't make any difference, you know.
Yeah.
It's time to apply some common sense to look at the project, look if it makes any sense to have an extra 150 trees, a sidewalk that goes no place, and a road that you can't drive on.
Well, that's about it. I understand, as I told the commission, in a perfect world, yes, in a perfect world, this may be nice, but the world isn't that perfect. One of the members mentioned something, isn't it beautiful? I think it was chairman that said that. Beautiful, or the meandering walkways that is done on the McConnell Foundation. Yes, they may be beautiful, but that is a different area, a different reason, and a different proposal.
Aside
from that, I can't afford the money that the McConnell Foundation can.
You're not building something for people to walk around and meander on.
No. They have the interior, and that's going to be so large they can walk around all over the place anyway. I mean, but walking on Knighton Road for exercise, I don't know where they're going to go.
They can't. Yeah, you're going to have parking places just for them to drive to walk on your sidewalk.
Yeah. Anyway, so all I'm trying to do is provide something that is really pretty. And if you look across the street, or what I keep saying we did. Obviously, I don't have anything to do with that anymore. But we used as many native trees as we could, and it looks beautiful when you look across there.
It does. Exactly.
It really does. And
let's try to duplicate this over on the other side.
Exactly.
Of course, we do that, and then we get this, and then we get the clinic in out there. And I'm telling you, it needs to be done.
The city needs to see that. The city, you know, and I think the people see that. I mean, let's put something in there that's beautiful. Yeah, we may not build 700 feet of road, but I don't think it's necessary. But let's get it in there and get it up. It's jobs. It's places for senior veterans to live. And, I mean, it's just good for us to do. I mean, it's good for the economy. It's good for our city. It's good for our people. So it's I hope the city council, I just hope the city council looks at it like that and says, you know what? Yes, okay, forget this, forget that. Okay, plant 5 trees or 50 trees, or let's all take a donation up to plant a tree. Everybody plants a tree.
Well, how about just, as you indicated, the area, if I haven't looked at it specifically in a while, but there's all kinds of natural vegetation and trees already on the property. Take advantage of those and enhance them.
Well, it's the... When you're looking at something like this, it's tremendous important for the city of Reading and Chaffee County to have this campus that we're building. And, you know, this is something we started about 20 years ago to get all this stuff done. And I think we've done a very good job getting all this stuff done. And this will be signaled something very important for Chaffee County. And I say, look, this is what we think of our veterans. This is what we are doing.
Yes.
We already have the reputation of getting things done.
Let's
finish this.
Maurice, it's actually longer than 20 years because it was, as I recall, when you first got on the city council in Reading, that the projects for the first clinic up on Eureka Way, when we were all involved in establishing that.
We go back a long time, don't we?
Yes, we do, Mojo. And that was when all of the big push started in Shasta County about providing for our underserved veterans up here.
Yeah.
So that goes back a long time with the effort to provide these services for our veterans.
And I'll tell you something, Senator, for a guy moving in here 8 years ago like I did, I saw what Shasta County did and how they thought about their veterans and the plans for it and all this. And it, to me, that was one of the reasons to stay here, is that as a veteran, you know, you kind of felt appreciated and how hard the people were working on it. And they still are. I think we just need to get past, I don't think this is going to be a problem, really. I can't see how it could be a problem. You've got you leading the charge and all the rest of us coming in right behind you.
And hopefully, you've worked on this particular thing, like you say, for over 3 years now with just the planning and stuff. Hopefully, the city of Reading, the city council, is going to see the benefit of making a decision and moving forward. Time is money.
Well, it is not a question. The project will be completed. The project will be completed. But until it is settled down, because, quite frankly, with that kind of money, I don't know too many people that can do that kind of stuff, you know. And if it is necessary, and here's the point, if it is necessary is one thing, but it isn't. Building that road, that's somebody else want to build something behind there. If they want to put a subdivision, I guess somebody for planning is some Thomas and Thomas subdivision behind it or something, then let them build the road. Don't ask me to build it, because it doesn't benefit me whatsoever, because the city itself was the one that basically said to join the secondary road into the same area that meeting with the entry to the veteran home over there. We changed everything. Now that everything has changed, they say, well, okay, so you don't need that thing over there, but now you pay for it anyway. No way.
Yeah, that's of course ridiculous.
Be logical.
Well, hopefully that common sense and engineering common sense will come into this. But hey, Senator, we have to run. But thank you so much for coming on the show with us.
Okay, it's quite all right. Anytime, my friend.
All right.
Happy Thanksgiving, Marie. You bet. Same to Mary Ann.
Hey, sir. Happy Veterans.
I will do that. Thank you very much for all your help.
You bet. And happy Veterans Day, sir.
Thank you, sir. You too.
Okay. All right. We're going to be. Okay, just a reminder to everybody, 7 p.m. Tomorrow, Enterprise plays Foothill in the first game of the playoffs, and we're going to be there with Gary Moore, and we're going to be broadcasting tomorrow at 7 p.m.
Perfect.
Oh, it's going to be a big game, Enterprise and Foothills in this.
Enterprise Foothills, a classic,
classic battle.
Yeah, yeah. So big battle.
Yeah, you know what? As you remember, a couple of years ago, we had Enterprise went all the way down the States.
Yes.
You know, that was something else too. All right. Hey, when we come back, it's just me and Trish. Arm wrestling here for the microphone and things to talk about, transgenders,
all kinds
politics.
Of things out there. Political correctness.
And where do you park your car if you're a sheriff's deputy? We can tell you where not to park anyway as we when we come back. This is Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's 37 degrees out there, going up to 69 today. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Better known business. We'll be right back. It is 8 o'clock.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. The Kurdish Regional Security Council says its fighters have now captured a strategic road near the town of Sinjar, cutting off one of the most important supply routes for the ISIS terrorists currently holding the town. Susanna George reports.
We need to be able to secure those parts of the town before people can start to move into the city to begin the really difficult part, which is urban warfare, street by street, clearing out ISIS elements. This is a town that's been held for over a year now by the Islamic State group, and so clearing the town will be a big task.
Colonel Steve Warren's a spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition and says American air power is doing its part.
We've conducted 30 airstrikes since midnight last night. Those airstrikes have resulted in nearly 70 enemy killed, 2 vehicle IEDs destroyed. And we are going to continue to support these operations.
New York Congressman Peter King says the U.S. needs to respond more strongly to what appears to be the bombing of that Russian passenger jet over Egypt.
We have to make sure that the security is greatly enhanced. Otherwise, we should, I think, cancel flights to those areas or certainly restrict what we do.
King telling the Salem Radio Network there is a growing bipartisan consensus that the president simply is not doing enough to respond to ISIS and other terrorist groups. A storm system that began as snow in the Rockies and spread everything from high winds to more snow across parts of the Midwest yesterday is still lingering. These visitors to Omaha got a kick out of the snow, as they made clear to KMTV-TV.
It's awesome.
Loving it. It's not ideal.
The same system hovering today over eastern Iowa, northeast Missouri, and western Illinois. Smoking could soon be banned in public housing. The Department of Housing and Urban Development proposing to require all of the nation's public housing agencies to make their properties smoke-free. HUD says that the rule would save about $153 million a year in health care costs and repairs. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget.
Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yeah, he's them.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
A unique group of veterans got together this year to remember their service during World War II as Navajo Code Talkers. Roy Hawthorne was among them. He served as a code talker for the U.S. Marines in the South Pacific.
It flies at night. It is quiet, doesn't carry any armament. And we said, well, that's a hummingbird. So in Navajo, it was Dakitien, and that's hummingbird in the Navajo language.
Just one of the code words, he says he and his colleagues invented to fool the Japanese and keep them from breaking the code. Hawthorne served with the U.S. Marines from 1943 to 1945. 14 orangutans are on their way back to their native Indonesia from Thailand. Most of them had been smuggled out of Indonesia and believed to have been put to work at tourist attractions on the resort island of Phuket. They were rescued 6 years ago and are now headed back to their native jungles. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Officials say an agreement has been reached to create a corporation to oversee plans to build a rail tunnel underneath the Hudson River.
Federal and state officials say under the agreement, the entity will be created within the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. Gateway Development Corporation will coordinate the project and be controlled by a four-member board with representatives from both states, Amtrak, and the U.S. Department of Transportation. Federal officials and Amtrak say they'll be responsible for financing half the project, which could cost as much as $20 billion.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Stocks have been heading lower in early trading, weighed down by weakness in mining and energy companies for the most part. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been nearly 200 points lower this morning. The price of oil shed 2% of its value, down to $42 a barrel in intraday trading in New York. And meanwhile, the word on mortgage rates is that they went up precipitously last week on fears that the Fed will soon be raising interest rates as well. More of these stories, townhall.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It is Thursday, November the 12th. Our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And Trish is destroying her part of the studio as she reaches for the weather.
And it is.
You won't believe what Trish did to me today.
I did not. 39 degrees in downtown Redding. It's warming up a little bit. We're looking for a sunny day with a high near 66 today. Mostly clear and a low around 47 tonight. Mostly sunny with a high near 69 tomorrow. Cloudy on Friday evening with a low at 45. Saturday, a 30% chance of rain after 4 p.m. And Saturday night, a 60% chance of rain. Showers on Sunday. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
You got it. 365-3793. Okay.
Now I'll retrieve everything I threw on the floor.
That's right. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive across from C.R. Gibbs. Leonard. Doesn't have the greatest selection.
Oh, he absolutely does. You know, and it's that time of year, guys, that gift thinking.
November
23rd. Remember, a girl can never have too many guns or too many diamonds.
There you go. November 23rd, he's having a big sale, too. I mean, a big sale. This guy has rings from 5 or 6 carat diamonds, specially cut diamonds.
Yes.
They can cut opals in the place. They can design and cast jewelry there.
And he has all kinds of estate jewelry, beautiful things, and turquoise, whatever you're... I mean, you go in there and think, you know, just say, geez, Leonard, I'm thinking emeralds today. And boom,
Here come emeralds.
There you go.
They come marching out. They come marching out of that giant safe there. Hey, the other thing, too, is he's got the only trained watch repairman in the whole area right there. And you bring something in, and no matter where you take a watch, if it's broken, it's going to end up at Four Winds Jewelry. Cut out the middleman. Just come on down there. You know, of course, they change batteries as you wait. But just for things, repairs old watches. He goes in there. He fixed Linda's mom's old watch.
He fixed an old Mickey Mouse watch that I had put it back in gear. Yeah,
and you know, so that's great. All of this at Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. Okay, I've just been reading. We've already talked about the University of Missouri, the Yale, though. You know what my concern is, and you kind of hit on it is, where people if a college student gets their feelings hurt. This becomes mini aggression. This becomes a civil rights act because of things that people are saying on campus.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to think of why that is, and why where are we going with this? That these kids that say, well, I don't want to talk about that. You know, my favorite was that. Here's another one. Here's a professor, University of Missouri, a well liked professor, as everybody has said. He said, you know, they had these threats out that said, you know, if any black student shows up, I'm going to stand my ground and shoot people. Well, of course, I got everybody fired up. Since then, they've arrested the guy. But what he said was, hey, we're going to have the exam. You know, we cannot bow to people that are trying to take away our rights. We're going to have, and if you want to show up, then you can show up and, you know, take the test. You know, I'll reschedule it for other people. That wasn't enough. He was attacked for being a racist and being unfeeling and just putting black people's lives in, people of color's lives, not, putting them in danger and all this. You know what the guy said then? Finally, he came back and he goes, I'm just canceling the exam. I'm also resigning. And he resigned that day. So imagine where the people get to that point. And everybody else, they're talking to these students. Everybody liked this guy. You know, he was a good professor and all this. So he resigned. So he gets out of that system because right now, people are running scared because, you're a racist or you don't care or whatever this stuff is. And if it's not that, it's something else. Oh, you're not politically sensitive. You're not sensitive enough to my feelings. I mean, when you leave the university, come to a big business. Find out how sensitive they're going to be about your feelings.
But
you will be fired in an instant.
But, Carl, this is the society that we have been teaching and doing for years now. I mean, we've got right down in kindergarten where we're teaching our children to make choices we can't decide for them. We need to let them make the choice of what they want to be and what they want to say and how they want to dress. We've lost the whole thing in our society about making decisions, being held accountable, somebody in authority. You don't get to do anything you want as you're growing up. You have parents and you have authorities. You have school administrators, people who are in charge. We've gone away from that. You do what you want to do. If Johnny doesn't want to color, don't make Johnny color. And we've gone back. I mean, how many years ago did that start in kindergarten? Now it's gone all the way up to the university level where you've got, here's the example, the kid that went on a hunger strike. His father is a billionaire. He's an eighth-year student. Come on. He's been there 8 years. His father
Years
is
where? At the university?
At the university.
Which now, university?
I've forgotten which university, but it's all part of this whole thing of each university.
He's been there for 8 years?
He's been there for 8 years. His father is a multimillionaire, okay? He's getting a degree in extended education or some, I mean, some stupid.
Extended education because he's been, I spent the best 6 years of my life here.
Strike because they've done something offensive. That's what we're raising. This all started because the university under Obamacare now can no longer put what do they call them? The overgraduates, not undergraduate, and then after you're getting your master's.
The graduate students.
The graduate students can no longer be on the school insurance.
Right.
So now he had to go and get health insurance. Again, remind you, his father is a multimillionaire, but the school doesn't give him free insurance anymore. So that's what started this whole thing about his rights being taken away from him.
Well,
so, I mean, what do we got there?
How much mistletoe can an oak tree handle? Because it's getting pretty heavy.
There you go.
The thing about this is, and then in a classroom in South Carolina, a 16-year-old girl, and they go, how she was handled with violence instead of just being able to talk to her. You know, I wasn't there, and my feelings on something like this is that the cops should not have been called, frankly.
Yeah. No.
And then leave it up to the school to figure out what to do with the student that refuses to obey.
Because refuses
to leave. And because then it's all about the student. Now the student is disrupted. Now the student's won. So what do you do with something like that? Do you just cancel the class? Okay, kids, you get off. Okay, everybody just sit here. We're not going to do anything because of so-and-so.
But you can't do that.
No, you can.
Taken all of the control away from the parents because there are no repercussions. Carl, go back to when you were in school. If I had been in school when I was a child and I had disrupted a class and had the teacher throw me out of that classroom, I mean, whatever I got at school, I would get double when I got home. My parents would have marched myself back down there with an apology in a heartbeat. Now, if anybody in the school does anything to the student, the parents come and start climbing all over the teacher's act. They're not going to I mean, they're going to go right after the school. How dare you treat my child this way or that way or something else? That child knows they can do anything they want to in the classroom, and that teacher can't stop them.
Well, you know what I know? We're going to take a break. Trish Clark, Carl Bott. It is 8:15 in the morning here on Thursday, November the 12th. When we come back, we're going to talk about a number of things, but one is the Record Searchlight is suing the city and the county to have access to the blueprint for safety, because why won't you let the people see it? Why won't you let the people see it and see the changes they've made? Make sure that nobody is kind of making these big changes and the public has nothing to say about it. That's kind of strange. That's what the Record Searchlight thinks. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Don from Redding Tire Factory. Getting ready for a road trip, RVing, or off-road adventures? Redding Tire Factory can make sure your tires are ready to roll. Passenger, light truck, RV, and ATV tires. Redding Tire Factory carries a wide variety of name brand tires, including Goodyear, Cooper, Yokohama, and Nokian. Our tires come with the Best in the West warranty. Redding Tire Factory offers a complimentary 20-point vehicle inspection free. Redding Tire Factory, corner of California and Eureka Way in beautiful downtown Redding. Always the right tire, always the right price.
Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group. And the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show!
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to GIPATH.com for more information.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, November the 12th, 20 minutes after 8.
I just love Thursdays.
I love Thursdays, too. Hey, you changed your sleep number, huh?
I did.
Your sleep number setting, too?
I changed my sleep number setting to 45.
Well, I changed mine to 45, too.
Whoa, we both have the same sleep number.
Uh-oh.
What does Linda have?
Linda has 40. Linda's sleep number is 40. But that's okay. You know, that way I can kind of like, you know, we cuddle up and I can go back to 45, you know, if those come in between. Mm-hmm. Hey, look, right now at the at your sleep number store, they've got, you can save $500 on the Sleep Number Veterans Day Special Edition Bed with Sleep IQ technology. That's right, $500. Sleep IQ technology kind of tracks on how you're sleeping, gives you a little ideas on how to sleep better. This bed is made in America. I've never slept better than I have on the Sleep Number bed.
I've had mine for over 10 years. You can't get a better night's sleep.
It's rated number one by Consumer Reports. You can't get any better than that. So how do you get a Sleep Number bed? You head on over to a Sleep Number store. That makes sense. You wouldn't go to the auto body shop.
No, so you go not to buy a Sleep Number bed.
You go over there to the Target Shopping Center, head on over to the Sleep Number store out there and talk to Brian or Janice or any of their professionals there. So you want a Sleep Number, you want to try out. I tell you what, try out the bed. See what it's like. See what they can do. And I tell you, right now you can save $500 on the Sleep Number Veterans Day Special Edition bed with Sleep IQ technology. You can sleep better with Sleep Number. Well, let's go to the phones. Dan, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good morning, Dan. We're good.
We're pretty good, Dan. We made it through Veterans Day and Marine Corps birthday, and we're still standing.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's been quite a week. Well, I got one more for you, if you guys can muster it up.
Okay.
We have a World War II veteran who passed away last week.
Uh-huh.
His name is Walter Gray, and he's going to be laid to rest today at Igo Cemetery at 12:30.
Okay.
He was an Army Ranger. He was in the Battle of the Bulge.
Wow.
And he was one of those types of guys that just always would give back to the people. He never asked for anything, but he's given everything he could give his whole life. And so I just wanted to let everybody know that he was being buried today at Igo Cemetery at 12:30.
That's going to be at noon, right?
At 12:30.
12:30. So here's a Ranger from the Battle of the Bulge. So.
Wow.
Yeah, he was shot left for dead on the battlefield and survived it. He was paralyzed, and luckily, I mean, in a way, that's kind of what saved him. He lost his whole platoon around him.
Wow.
And so when he got to walking again, he wanted to go back out there, you know, and he just never stopped.
Wow. You know, it's the kind of man that made America.
That
built America. Okay, Dan, and thanks.
Thank you so much for everything you guys do, okay?
Well, thank you, Dan.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah. It's
cool. Thank you.
You know, that kind of, you know, that brings it back to Veterans Day. And I'd like to thank, again, Crown Motors. Crown Motors is, you know, besides giving, you know, discount to veterans, is also donating $100 for every car and truck sold for those 2 days to a veterans organization. Last year it was several thousand dollars.
Yeah.
And I'm just, thank you so much, Steve, and everybody down at Crown. At Crown Motors for doing something like that. This is, you know, I mean, everybody talks, oh, Veterans Day sale. Take advantage of it. Yeah, they take advantage of it. It's Veterans Day and veterans. Do they give discounts to veterans in other places? The other cars, when you're doing that? Well, at Crown Motors, they did. Yeah. I know there's a lot of other places that are really, really, really good at, you know, everybody supports. But I'm just saying in this case, you know, Crown Motors was good to the veterans.
You know, there's a lot of lip service paid to the greatest generation by the politicians. But when you think about it, they went off, fought a war, came back, built a country, and there wasn't a whole lot of whining in the process.
They just did it. You know what? You know, did you hear what Rubio said last night? Oh, by the way,
yes.
But Tuesday night, that debate was pretty a lot of substantial stuff. They're not, you know. Not
what a difference a day makes. Boy, those moderators learned a lesson, didn't they?
It was a different, well, first of all, it's a different mindset. It was business. It was the business channel. And it wasn't a bunch, gotcha people that were saying things like, oh, what kind of comic book villain would you be? And what about his hair and all this? Well, how stupid. You know, those three people should send them back to journalism school. They and Melissa Click, of course, out of out of University of
Missouri.
Well,
even, but you know, Fox did the first debate, if you remember, and that wasn't great either.
That was,
so,
you're right.
So
I think I'm
going to give credit to the candidate.
Well,
Cruz
has stood up and said, this is crap.
And the rest of the candidates who got behind him and sent a message that they were going to control the forum for the next one, and they wanted to get good information to the American people.
Yeah.
And Fox News listened. I thought it was well presented and good information.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay, now here's the one. I think, you know, you had several things that were interesting there. Rubio was naming the five agencies that he'd do away with.
No, it was Cruz.
I'm sorry, Cruz was doing
the Department
five.
Of Commerce got it twice.
Yeah, Department of Commerce must really be in trouble because he's going to get rid of them twice.
But he recovered from that really well.
Well, he said they
were important enough they probably needed mentioned twice, and the one I left out was the Department of Education.
There you go.
So he came right back. And
good. Now, the other one, though, Rubio said something. He said this. He said, you know, what's wrong with being a plumber? What's happened to our system where everybody has to go to college and our trade schools have gone away and our vocational education has gone away? He says, trust me, that plumber is going to make a lot more money than a philosopher does.
We need more plumbers, less philosophers.
We need to have people that do jobs that take care of people, that take care of services, and it is an honorable job. It is a blue collar job. And you know what? And over the last 4 days, I've met so many people that listen to us. And garages, you know, I mean, the big garages that work on the big trucks, construction guys, all
the people at BMD RV listen, you know, on a regular
basis.
What,
I tell you what, this is, you know what I've come to realize is that KCNR 1460, our show, our station, is a blue-collar station. And there's nothing wrong with it. Yeah, you know, I've got college graduates and bankers and all these other people that listen, but you know what? We're blue-collar. And I am so proud of that because that's what's building, out there working. Builds our country. Bob?
It seems that we are turning into a country of highly educated, well-informed, totally connected people who don't have enough sense to come in out of the rain.
Okay, now here's something else, too. I copied the article. Was that coding, you know for technology, you know, for the computer coding, mm-hmm. software coding. People are now going to school there, and now they're starting to worry about this because there's not a lot of software engineers, I mean, going to school, but a lot of people are learning how to code. They can learn how to code, step out, and make $60,000 a year or more. That, to me, is a blue-collar job. They don't need a college degree. They go to a coding boot camp for 30 days, and there's a lady right here in town that teaches that.
They're
the new machinists. There you go.
They're
the coders that do this. Now, that doesn't mean we don't need college graduates. It doesn't mean we don't need doctors and lawyers. Well, doctors.
But we need plumbers and electricians and software producers and
all of us.
And all of the trades and the crafts that build and create and take care of your home after it's built. You know, handymen. Here's another great statistic to throw into this mix of the conversation that we're talking about. And this whole battle now that we're talking about, increasing the minimum wage and the argument with that. And I picked this up yesterday and I found it absolutely interesting that the Cato Institute, they did a study back some time ago and they updated it with 2014 studies. And it says that welfare pays more than $15 an hour in 13 states. So they're trying to raise up the welfare to $15 an hour in 13 states already. They make more on welfare than they do even if you bump it up to $15.
Well, I tell you what, in some places they make more on welfare than beginning teachers make.
That's exactly right.
Beginning teachers. They
included a list of states where there were several states where Hawaii was the biggest offender, where welfare recipients earn $29.13 per hour.
$60,500
a year.
Okay, now, this is, now they almost have a state of emergency in Hawaii. Why? Because of the homeless problem. And why is that?
Why should they get a job? They
they're
can make $60,000 on
they're
welfare.
They're coming in, they're saying, I'm homeless, I get this, and they get all this money. This is what we have to watch out about here. When you start giving all of these things out, you start attracting people, and you don't have the infrastructure to fix it. They put the homes out there. So, but their governor just said, we've got a state of emergency. We have so many homeless people here. But when you find out that they're being given $60,000,
Well, the state of
Kansas. I think that, but that includes SSI. That includes everything. That doesn't. It's not just money. It's aid to dependent children. It's all these things.
Look at the employee issue that we have in the homeless and unemployed that we've got in the state of California. And in California, on welfare, you make $18.50 an hour.
Yesterday, we had a gentleman come out to. He's a smoke jumper by trade, but which means he's comfortable around trees. We had a 50-foot pine tree on the property that's dying. So we had it taken down. When you're 40 feet in the air with a live chainsaw in your hand, hanging on by a rope, you can have all the college degrees in the world, but you better have some real-world experience. And I think that's where we're really falling short, as we have a lot of really, you know, well-informed people who have no real-world experience.
And you know where that came from? Remember when
you get
you
away
were
with the draft.
Well, but when you were, remember when you were in high school and you had metal shop? And you had auto shop, and you had home ec, and you had all these classes offered that taught you how to live a life, how to fix your car,
how to change oil in your car,
home making. And guys took the home ec class, basic cooking, ironing, those kind of things. Girls took auto body shop or those kind of things if they wanted to. You could mix them, but the point is, we stopped teaching all of those trades and things you need to just live.
Right now, in America, in the next 4 or 5 years, and everybody talks about things we're going to be missing, truck drivers. We are short truck drivers right now throughout this whole nation. Anywhere you look, they're looking for truck drivers. And you think to yourself, well, you know, how much does a truck driver make? Well, you can make $40,000 to $50,000 a year, or can they have in your own truck?
But you talk to the people who own these big companies. Ask them how much trouble they have getting a truck driver that they can hire because they can't get past the drug test.
Well, that's one of the things that we're very fortunate in our company is that we've got just a great guy, a veteran, and can be counted on all the time. But that's you know, and you can find them. You've got to look. But the thing is that these people are all getting older, and you're coming up with the younger groups of people. So to be able to find. Anyway, hey, we got to take a break here. It's 8:31 in the morning. Carl Bott, Tris Clark. You know what? We're going to tell you where you can't park your car.
If you're a cop.
If you're a cop when we come back. Not a cop, but
a
sheriff's deputy. Or any other law enforcement in this area. We'll be right back.
Is just around the corner, and if you're looking for that special gift or a wardrobe fix, Dandelion is your destination. Located at 1322 Pine Street, walk into the all-new and expanded Dandelion Boutique, and you'll discover the largest selection of Brighton in the North State. Every day, there are new arrivals with the latest styles and colors. Let one of the gals at Dandelion help you select what's right for your body type. Friendly, always fashionable, Dandelion. Open 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday.
NorCal Limo, the ultimate in luxury limousines.
This is Jamie with NorCal Limousine. Here at NorCal Limo, we specialize in group transportation, birthday parties, proms, weddings, Manton wine tours, ladies' night out, guys' night out, Christmas light tours, concerts, and we service all the major airports. Don't worry about parking fees and wasted gas money. NorCal Limo will pick you up and take you anywhere in the North State area. Packages start at $150. Enjoy the finest in expertise and precision with the newest limo in town. Check out our website at www.norcallimo.com or give us a call at 276-8851.
Licensed and insured, PCP 31143.
Are you ready for an all-new experience in medical care, where your doctor listens and takes the time they need to care for you? Then Churn Creek Healthcare has the answer. At Churn Creek Healthcare, we don't just care for you, we also care about you. We are open to partnership health plan members and all Medi-Cal patients in Shasta County. It's time to experience the medical care you and your family deserve. Reading Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare, transforming medical care in Shasta County. Locate us on the web at churncreekhealthcare.com or call us today at 768-2436 to make an appointment today.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane.
My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Breaking rocks in the hot sun. I'm on the lawn.
Law one. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Not always.
Not always. This is an interesting story.
25 minutes till 9 o'clock here in the studios and really everywhere in Shasta County.
Pretty much
right
every
now,
place.
Pretty much
yeah.
Everywhere on this side of the world in California. It's 25 minutes till 9 o'clock here, and it's still November the 12th.
And it's Thursday, and it's 41 degrees outside. And weather brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right. 605-4567 is our phone number. Just feel free to hop in here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Had D.C. Dwayne Carroll was on yesterday during Veterans Day. He's a serviceman. Talked about the barbershop business and all. I said, you need to get a bigger barbershop. Nah, he says, I'm fine the way it is. I mean, it's always full.
Yeah.
You need to get, you need.
They can only cut so many hair at one time.
That's right. And you know what? And, you know, it's kind of like, everybody's happy, you know, everybody's busy all the time. We'd make a good living. I'm fine. Okay. But you go down there, it's man's last stronghold, best place in the world to get a haircut. It's the Cheers of Barbershops. It is absolutely the best place I've ever had a haircut. And I've had haircuts all over the world. Some of them were memorable. but in D.C.'s are always good. D.C. or Tim or Logan, any of them in there just give great haircuts. Okay, they're on Athens Avenue in Cypress Square Barbershop across from the subway. Yesterday, Millie and Kathy were giving away two veterans. You know, it was free coffee.
They were giving away two veterans?
No, they gave away two veterans. But they were giving two veterans, you know, free coffee in this. But I went down there because I know them. And on Veterans Day, I walked into there, and I fought my way to a table and said, do you have SOS today? And she goes, oh, yeah. And so I totally just completely broke my whole diet. I'm on, I've lost weight, and I'm working out and all this. And I said, lay some on me, ladies. And they said, you want eggs with that? I said, no, I think this is enough. You know, here come two biscuits, you know, split in half. And the best SOS that you've ever had, you know. And if you don't know what SOS is, go ask your daddy or explain it to people. It's a beef or chip beef with gravy, and it's been served in all of the services probably since Napoleon. Stuff on a shingle.
Stick to your ribs and anything else inside.
And I tell you, it was so good. That you just, you know, and then we'd get a little Tabasco sauce. Okay, anyway, that's down at Million Cathy's at Classic Cafe. Head on down there, too. Okay, enough of this.
the sheriff's department has an issue.
It appears that if you park your car, sheriff's car out in Shasta View, you might want to protect all your things that you have inside the car. There's a reward right now, $2,500 going on out there, because somebody broke into a sheriff's car and took their tactical rifle, pistol, ammo, pepper spray, took the whole belt, you know, the belt. Took the belt and the rifle.
And the gun. No?
Well, the rifle and his pistol. Yeah, two guns that are out there. The investigation's going on right now. But, you know, I mean, think about it, that somebody's walking by, and it was either late last night or early this morning. But whoever walks by and, you know, just kind of looks in there and goes, hey, I want that. I mean, but breaks into a sheriff's car. I mean, you know, if you have any,
a $2,500. I am asking questions.
Oh, yeah.
Have I got questions?
$2,500 reward for anybody who has any information on this. I think I've got it all straight here. It was an announcement. It was in the paper, too.
Well, there you go. You might want to preface that everything you just said is based on an article you read in the Record Searchlight.
That's true. So take it from there. I just wonder what kind of rifle it is. I mean, is it like a, you know, like, is it really a, you know, a military-grade rifle?
Mm.
For a variety of reasons. Hey, if you'd like to go to Cinderella, this is the University Preps musical, and I tell you what, it is going to be just simply outstanding. They were singing in here the other day, and the kids are just really, I mean, they're a joy to have in here. This Saturday, on the 14th at 2 p.m., it's a matinee, so you can go in and see it and be gone for the day. But these tickets are $10 a piece. You get them for free. And it's going to be at the David Maher Auditorium right here in Eureka Way where UPrep is. Just give me a call, 605-4567.
Did I read correctly that the often maligned but long-enduring M16A1 is being retired from all the active branches and sent off to reserves in favor of the M4?
I'm hearing they're looking to do the M4. They need to change the ammo out a little bit, and I think that they're looking at that, too. But they're also looking at changing the main battle pistol, too, from the 9mm Beretta to something else.
They're looking at all those. Never a good idea.
Well, the 9mm fit NATO and all that, but the 9mm ammunition that you used, because it has to meet, you know, it has to meet certain rules of engagement and under the, you know, humanitarian parties that you need to, you know, you're trying, when you shoot them, wounding them's okay. Killing them's not. But if you shoot them and wound them, it's okay. And you can wound somebody numerous times with a 9mm with a jacketed bullet that just doesn't expand. It just keeps going through them.
Without changing their mind on their intention.
No, they're not. Yeah, their mind is still made up to come over and blow you up at that point. Trish. Trish is just looking at me. Just like,
I'm sorry.
You cannot make this up, I swear.
Well, I know, and that's just what I was thinking. And the rules of engagement that we ask our military to serve under continue to boggle the mind.
Well, you know, rules of engagement. Okay, here's an example of rules of engagement. We have six things you're supposed to do. If you're in a convoy and they talk about, oh, hey, we're shooting innocent Iraqis or Afghans or whoever it is. These are the things you're supposed to do. If you have a car coming at you and you're in convoy, you wave white flags at them. You've got signs on your rear vehicle that say stay back 300 feet. I don't know if they can see it from there, but you know, you wave. First of all, you used to wave flags, and then you would fire little pin flares out at them, and then you would you'd do something else, and then you would fire in front of them. And only when they got to a certain point would you fire into the vehicle.
Fire for effect.
I got to back up to the flag.
You surrender? No, you're waving flags so they see it, so they know they're not supposed to get up. You're getting their attention. But here's the thing is, Marines learned that you could go from step 1 with the flag to step 6 with the 50 cal in 1 second. Because if they're coming at you and they come out of a corner and they come at you that at that point, you've realized that they're not going to stop. So, and they're, you know, anyway. Okay. Record Searchlight.
Yes.
Is suing the city and the county to have the to allow the public to see the blueprint for safety. They've asked under the Freedom of Information Act, and the city has turned them down and saying that, I'm sorry, this comes under the Public Records Act. And that you all can't see it. And I think it's called under the, they can be withheld under the State's Public Records Act. So.
Well, here's the deal.
What do you think?
Well, here's what I think about that is that until we get elected officials in the county and the city and at all levels who remember that this government is a republic form of government and they are elected to make decisions. And until they get to the point where they will get the information themselves, learn what they're talking about, and make the decision and quit shoving off every decision that needs to be made to a committee, to a staff person, to get a study, hire a consultant, anything and everything, but learning about it and making the decision themselves, because that's who we elected to make the decision. they're opening themselves up for all of this stuff. Now they get a report that perhaps they don't like very much, but they've paid good money. They need to release it and let everybody comment on it. But no, they want to micromanage it and beat it to death. I mean, and that's what they do when they hire a consultant. You hire the consultant to give you a report that says XYZ. It appears that this consultant didn't listen to their instructions carefully enough and came back and didn't tell them what they wanted to hear. So now they're going to try to massage it at every level until they get there. Either throw it out or give it out the way it came back to you, because that's what you paid money for.
Well, and what they're saying is, well, if people that were on our committees, you know, then they would find out what those people said. Which brings us up to Gracious Palmer. Do you know Gracious Palmer?
I do.
Gracious Palmer is like, she's the gadfly of politics. I mean this in a good sense. I mean, she's out there asking things. I know. She's probably been, you two probably been, at, you know, at probably punching each other out in the parking
absolutely
lot.
Absolutely not. Gracious
but,
and I have
but
been
you know,
always
I
on
like
friend
Gracious.
Nature.
We may
absolutely.
Not we may
she
not agree.
Place.
Yeah, we may not agree on everything, but I love Gracious. Here's what Gracious said, and she sent out a great letter after they announced who was on these committees. She said, "Why wasn't there a woman on these committees? There wasn't. Every one of them was a guy."
But and, see, we well, didn't no, but, elect those committees to make these decisions and make all take this
but,
input.
But
we
the
elected
city council
five
appointed,
people to do it.
They, maybe, but they appointed these people
that's
to do this.
That's my point.
That's
we
right.
are not a democracy. The people don't get to vote on every issue. The people elect people to run their city.
Right.
That's what a republic form of government is.
Right.
You then do not get to vote on every issue. You elect
said,
five people
but
to
said,
make it.
No. That's, I mean, that's true. I agree with that.
But they won't do it. They assign a city. The five
the city.
People we've
okay.
elected refuse to take that responsibility.
And let's talk
they
about this.
What Ingram calls the duck
they,
of the day.
They,
the duck
they,
of
the day. Whatever. We,
oh, wait.
Are we going to give it to a committee? Are we going to give it
give
to
me
a,
that,
a,
give me
a
that
consultant?
Quack. Find me a quack.
Where, who's okay. going to make the decision so we don't have to take the heat? And until they stand up, throw some...
Well, we've got three. We've got three
and
people.
Make a decision.
Got three people saying they want to run for city council. I asked one. So you're going to move the public comment back to the front? He wouldn't tell me he would, and I went, really? Nah, he probably hasn't formed everything. He just started. But here's the thing: is that they did say, you know, they ran on public safety. They all did. You know, Francie, Brent, and Kristen. Oh man, you guys were all out all over for public safety, right? As soon as you got Francie got reelected, as soon as Brent and Kristen got in, what happened? Brent stands up, says, "I want to do something." Francie says, and the rest of them agreed on it. Oh, and we need a study.
Oh,
well, it'll be out in August.
They don't know.
It'll, no, let me. Just, there you go. That's what happened. We need a study. They're ducking. And when the study was supposed to be out in August, it's now November. The guy that's doing the study went to Hawaii for 2 weeks. I would too, if I could. And so they still haven't got it back. The things that the guy said to him, he has ignored, or he has just gone diametrically opposed to the comments that were made. And we still don't have this thing. And so the Record Searchlight, who then published it once because they gave it out to people to look at, city doesn't like that. Oh, no, you can't do that. Well, the city's wrong. We need to see it.
Well,
we need to take a break.
You need to throw it out. Or let the people see it.
Yeah, there
you
it is.
You can't massage it until you like it and then release it.
That's right.
At this point, it's moot because nobody's going to have any confidence
well,
in anything about that report.
It's not.
And they already knew what the problem was. Let's back up one time. They already knew what the problem was. This community has discussed this problem in this community for the last how many years?
Okay, and don't say what it is until we get back from this break. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, right here. KCNR 1460. Listen to that ducking going on by the city council. We'll be right back.
Quack, quack, quack.
If you're on Medicare, here's an important message from Owens Pharmacy. Now is the time to make changes in your drug plan. Next year, your current provider could raise rates on your drugs or on drug formularies, and then it will be too late to change. Find out what's best for you. Call the Medicare plan experts at Owens at 1-800-MY-OWENS. We are the pharmacy Medicare patients prefer. Your expert for Medicare D, Owens Pharmacy. Why would you go anywhere else?
It's that time of year again for the Reading Gun Show this November 21st and 22nd at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Saturday hours are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Jam-packed with guns, knives, new, used, old, and antique. And bring your used unwanted gun and sell it for cash at this show. This is the show of the year. So remember, the Reading Gun Show this November 21st and 22nd at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
It's no joke. We are in a serious water crisis, and the city of Reading is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet the demands. Reading residents did an excellent job of conserving water this past summer, but the days are cooler and shorter now, and plants and lawns don't need as much water. We can meet our goal by running sprinklers just 2 days a week, or set your timer to 60% of normal, and be sure to turn sprinklers off altogether before and after it rains. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark today on Thursday. It's 10 minutes till 9 o'clock here on the 12th of November. The weather today is going to be
69 degrees and sunny.
And later on this weekend, I think we're going to get some, I think it's looking like a little rain this weekend.
Saturday evening.
Saturday evening, okay.
And we don't want it to rain on Saturday. We're going fishing it.
And on Sunday, come on down to View 202, the only restaurant on the river for Sunday brunch, and you can listen to Linda and her jazz ensemble from 11 to 1 there. It's just great music. And be outside. They've got the, you know, he's saying, oh, it's a little chilly. They've got the fire pits going, and they have all the, you know, they have all the heaters going, and it's really, really nice out there. It's warm. And she can sing, and she'll be singing for 2 hours out there. You have a great time. Super menu. I've tried almost everything on the menu because I've been going to every one of these because Linda's been there, and I haven't found one that's not just really good. I'm really sold on their omelets. Their omelets are just outstanding. And they have bottomless mimosas, bottomless mimosas, and also wine for half price. So there you go. View 202, give them a call, 226-8439 for reservations.
And I will testify to the environment on the veranda because my blushing bride and I went out there for our 10th anniversary. Thank you very much, Carl. and, yeah, they fired up those big glass column heater things.
Yeah, they're great.
You know, they'll roast beef at 10 paces. And they had the fire pits going, and it was just us at first. It was fantastic.
It's cozy, huh?
And I highly recommend the View 202 burger. Give it a try.
There you go, buddy. Yeah. All right. Hey, Billy Bob, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Hey, Billy.
Thank you for taking my call, Bob. Hey, I just wanted to comment on your last 2 days of your tribute to the veterans. What a fabulous show both days.
Thank you.
Incredibly received by this veteran community we have here. And I thank you personally for your service. And again, I have a question for Trish, if I could.
Yes.
He had a program on the first of the week about the record searchlight with their investigative reporting on the mental health and health services of Shasta County. And I brought up the point that back, and you were probably on the board, and I wanted to quiz you on the fact that when the tobacco companies were severely penalized, and they had to divvy out, and Shasta County, I believe, was getting $3 to $4 million a year.
Yes.
For the past 14 years or whatever it's been, and they took the money, as I understand it, and I could be wrong, but they took the money and they built the county administration building there next to the courthouse.
That's
now,
true.
Can you comment on that?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we did. And the theory behind the tobacco settlement money was that, and I want to say up front on that I voted against that lawsuit all the way through because I didn't think that the lawsuit had any merit as far as suing the tobacco companies. Having said that, we did, in fact, get a sizable amount of money, and it was to repay counties for all of the money that they had to spend over the years treating people with tobacco addiction in medical costs and all those things. It was our theory at that time that if, in fact, all of the money that we were putting into smoking cessation programs was working, that money, eventually, the tax money, the tobacco tax money that we were getting, would, in fact, disappear. And it would make more sense, rather than starting a bunch of programs that you'd have to stop with that money, to do something to replace the infrastructure that we had not been able to do over the years because of those costs. I.e., okay. we decided to build the Shasta County Administration Building, which we desperately needed because we had county employees scattered all over Shasta County in rental facilities, places we were paying rent for, and that's
but
the debt service.
But was that it? It was only a one-time thing for tobacco money?
The tobacco tax money then goes towards the settlement money from those lawsuits goes towards the debt service on that building. And that was what the decision was.
Well, and now is the county still getting those settlement payments?
I'm certain that they are, and it's going towards the debt service on that building.
Well, but that's a capital improvement. That doesn't solve my emphysema or anybody else's.
Well, and that's the point. But the tobacco settlement money, specifically the case that was made, is that it was to reimburse counties for money
yes.
they had not been able
well,
to pay on infrastructure.
Yes,
so at the end of this, when all that money goes away, instead of not having anything to show for it, Shasta County will have a very nice building that will be paid for.
Yes.
To serve the citizens.
The air-conditioned building, big fancy office buildings for all these overpaid executives.
Hello.
Yeah, I think we
Billy.
Well,
Billy Bob.
You know,
we did not hang up on Billy Bob.
But the point is, and
the
we had the same
true.
We had this same argument at the time. The money was to reimburse counties for infrastructure needs. You were using taxpayer money to have all these employees in rental facilities that gave you nothing, and now you own the building in the county.
Okay, but what he's saying is now we
but
have
there's
this.
Also millions of other dollars from tobacco tax money coming into this county that does go for those programs.
That goes in
into mental health programs, tobacco cessation programs. There's all kinds of tobacco tax money coming in here beyond the settlement money.
Let's go to the phones. Vince, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hey,
what's up?
Not to get you guys off the subject you're currently on with Billy Bob, but the whole issue with the city and the county.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not hearing a call to action. I'm not hearing anything that says, here's what we're going to do about it. And I want to throw up an alternative for people to start considering. I've looked into other cities and what they've done in situations like this. And one of the things that came about was that they basically started a citizen's bill of rights for a municipality. So when the district attorney says that the Brown Act is a toothless tiger and it's unenforceable, these other municipalities have come up with a best practice that I think is something that we should consider. It's basically a Brown Act enacted, feeling about it with the idea that it's actually enforceable. So you guys will be seeing a draft of it here pretty soon, and we'll have something that hopefully will be ready for a ballot in November of next year. Well, he said he'll be able to vote on.
The thing is that when the DA says is that the Brown Act isn't worth the paper it's printed on, essentially. So why even follow the Brown Act? There isn't.
Exactly.
There's nothing. I mean, why can't I sit down with two of my fellow city council people for lunch and let's just kind of discuss something here? Why can't you do that?
He basically tells the city council. You know what? You guys can do basically whatever you want
because I'm not going to do anything about it.
It's unenforceable.
Yeah. Well, that's what he said.
Yeah.
It is. It's unenforceable. So why do it? I mean, why even follow it? So then all this hoopla about the Brown Act is ridiculous. Anyway, by the way, thank you for your service.
Thank you for yours, young man. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
And we'll look forward to the draft of that to see what you got.
Yeah.
Like to
see that.
Yeah. I think the people are going to get a kick out of the idea that there is something that can be done, and enough is enough when it comes to some of these issues. I think Silas's article was spot on. The precedent that's being set is, we basically don't care. We feel like, we know the people don't trust us, but we're not going to do anything to rebuild that credibility. And we make promises
when we're running for office.
Which we don't have to keep.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is, and we got to run now because we're running out of time. Thanks, Mint, for the phone call. Thanks so much, Trish, for being here.
My pleasure.
Tomorrow, it's just going to be a potpourri, too, but I've got some people coming in. But I want to remind everybody, 13 hours, the 16th, Monday, Chris Peronto is going to be here. We're going to have him on the air one way or the other. And it's going to be at the Civic Auditorium. You need to get tickets for this. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. Remember, it's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The fight for Sinjar is on. It's a battle to liberate the Iraqi town from ISIS. The U.S. is supporting Kurdish fighters trying to crush what the terrorists call their caliphate. American military spokesman Colonel Steve Warren in Baghdad says Sinjar is strategically crucial.
Sinjar sits astride Highway 47, which is the major highway between the city of Raqqa, which is in Syria, and the city of Mosul, which is in Iraq. These are the two so-called capitals of the Islamic State's so-called caliphate.
U.S. advisors are on the ground, and American fighter jets are in the air, aiding the Kurdish fighters battling ISIS. At the White House this morning.
A day after Veterans Day, we honor this American veteran, whose story, like so many of our vets and wounded warriors, speaks not only of gallantry on the battlefield, but